Let's get straight to our first guest after the 7:30 news, and that is the coach of the Fremantle Football Club, Justin Longmuir, in Derby Week. Appreciate your time, mate. This is a very strange start to a Derby Week.
Yeah, thanks, Goss. Thanks, Gilly. Yeah, it is. It was a unique feeling and quite a strange, eerie feeling at the game on the weekend. And, yeah, it's obviously a really quiet build. It's going to be a really quiet build-up on the early days leading into this week.
Don't want to harp too much about the one that's just gone, but we spoke to James Ace on AFL Nation after the game, and he said your basic comment after the game was, that won't be one for the ages, won't be one to look back on as with too fondly, but you got the job done, and it was an awkward situation with an awkward build-up. So you escaped that, and you jumped forward to a much bigger contest this week against West Coast.
Yeah, it was probably look at the game from the coach's box, not really at the scoreboard. It's sort of the way we set the ground up wasn't overly happy with. The way we defended behind our ball movement weren't overly happy with. But on the flip side, we won every quarter. We won by 51 points. And given the build-up, I think we should take that and move on. So we're definitely going to face a red-hot West Coast this week. They're going to be looking to bounce back from the weekend. So I just need to make sure we rock up with the right attitude, and I've never questioned that once throughout the year, so I'm pretty sure our players will be ready to go.
JL, pretty stinging criticism of your the counterpart at the Eagles, Adam Simpson, of his team. We just had Matthew Pavlich in here. He said he reckons a coach has got one, maybe two of those sort of sprays up their sleeve in a season. How do you observe and the Eagles coming in somewhat wounded? What are you expecting in that regard?
Well, usually after probably a performance, you just get back to basics. And I'm expecting them to be rock hard at the contest and their pressure to go to another level. That's usually where coaches look to start. So I don't think Simo would be any different this week. Derbies are usually played at a higher intensity. And, they've exceeded us in that area for a long time now. So we need to make sure we're ready for it and match it.
Are you cautious, though, with what they're going to dish up after what happened in Geelong?
To be honest, I probably just look past Geelong game. They've played some really good footy this year and on the road as well. I watched the Western Bulldogs game last night that they played over there and pushed them all the way. They've got some real weapons in their team, which are well-documented, which start with Nick in centre bounce and extend all over the ground. So we're not going to be taking them lightly. They've obviously won a lot of games against us in the past as well. So I don't think anyone at the footy club would think that they're going to dish up the same as what they dished up on the weekend. So we'll be on our toes, ready for what they bring.
So you watched the Bulldogs-Eagles game back, which was a month ago. Do you say that you get more out of seeing the Eagles play that game than what they dished up against Geelong? Is that why you would have gone back to that? You wanted to see the Eagles more at their best rather than what they dished up on Saturday?
Yeah, I usually watch the last 4 weeks. I don't watch every game the last 4 weeks. I don't have enough time, but our Oppo scouts watch the last 4 weeks. And, yeah, we definitely just don't go in 1 week. West Coast have played a lot of good footy at the start of this season, and some of their numbers are really impressive. So yeah, we make sure we get a good sample size of what they're trying to do.
What did they do well against the Bulldogs that you looked at that you've got to be careful of that they dish up on the weekend?
Well, their work around the ball was really solid against a team that have got a lot of good players around the contest. They're probably not getting a lot of field position, West Coast Eagles, with the number of inside 50s, but their efficiency going inside 450 is the best in the comp by a fair way as well. So they'll probably get Kennedy back this week. They've probably looked their best with their three tools down there with him, Oscar Allen and Darling. So they've got to be able to stop that efficiency going forward. That's probably their number one strength at this stage.
And any updates on the situation with Brandon Cox, that ankle injury?
Yeah, he had a scan yesterday. It was reasonably positive. He's got a bit of a sprain to his ankle, and he'll be touch and go. We'll give him every minute of the week to get right. He's really important to us, and has turned himself into a really good player. So we'll give him every chance to get up, but it will be touch and go. He's got a lot of swelling in that ankle and he is quite sore, but the scan result is positive.
So can I ask you, when you sub him out and everyone, and I want a coach's perspective, you sub him out, you don't care about the long term of whether it's the 10 days, 12 days, whatever it may be, or and whether the ramifications are, well, once you sub someone out, they're meant to miss some footy. Do you care about that, and would you gladly just pick him and face the consequences?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's got a legitimate injury. We didn't just sub him out to rest him up. He couldn't go. The doctors gave him every chance to go back out there and warm it up on the sidelines, and he just couldn't get that ankle right. So you don't want to send a player out there and turn what possibly could be a week-long injury into a month or 6 weeks. So, he had a legitimate injury that we had to get him out of the game. He just couldn't go, and getting a fresher player into the game was the right option at the time. So it's always about the welfare of the player, and we thought that was the best thing on the weekend for him.
So just on that, for my clarification, so from an AFL point of view, JL, is there an expectation that when you do sub someone out, they're most likely going to miss the next week, which is obviously as per the concussion rule, but other injuries, is that the way you read it, or is it purely if they can't finish that game, they are still eligible to play next week if they can recover in time?
No, it's more around if by being out there you're putting them under more risk of doing further injury, and plus they can't go. Like you do get a lot of corks in games where you just can't function properly, and by being out there you're putting yourself at more risk of doing further injury. This is a 6 day break. Coxie probably wouldn't get up. So there is the length of break post-game, which plays into it as well. We've got an 8 day break, which will give us a little bit of extra time to see if we can get him up.
I tell you what, a bloke who won't be having a break is David Mundy. Is he doing anything different that you've noticed? He's just a ball magnet and maximising every opportunity. Great to watch.
Yeah, he is. I'm not sure what he's doing different since I got to the club, but yeah, I just see such an invested person, and sometimes later in your career you can become a little bit more distant to the club and focus on things outside of footy, whereas he's just totally invested in what we're trying to do. He's at the club probably more hours than most, and just trying to get the most out of the end of his career. Who knows when it will end. He's flying at the moment, so hopefully he can keep it going.
3-year deal on the table, I reckon. Hey, last one for you, J-Lo. Can I ask you, how different will training look this week? What are you waiting to get some direction from health and the government, and obviously from the AFL? I mean, what are you expecting to hear, and how long before you hear something about when, where, why, and how you can train?
We're probably, like the rest of the state, waiting to hear the update from Mark McGowan today. If that doesn't return favourably, we'll put in some exemptions to get to the club and train as a group. It's really important. Obviously, we're in footy season. We need to get there and train as a group. That's our job. So we'll put in some exemptions for that, pending what the situation is going forward that Mark McGowan describes today. So we're in a bit of a holding pattern. Things will move pretty quickly after we get the update today, and yeah, we're just going to have to be flexible this week, especially early in the week.
Nice little fire pit you got going there last night, mate. Keep you warm.
Yeah, it did. The kids like getting it going, and then getting some marshmallows on it. So there's not much else to do. So got it going for the first time this winter.
Right. Funny you should say that, mate, because my counterpart in the studio was making pizzas in the pizza oven in the backyard, put his head in it and singed the top of his hair, and has taken off about 2.5 inches overnight.
Cheap haircut, Gilly.
Yeah, missed my ears, unfortunately. I've still got lots left of those. Anyway.
Hey, J-Lo, thanks for taking our call on Derby Week, mate. Really appreciate it. I know you're an incredibly busy man, and with some bizarre happenings going on in WA. All the very best. Huge Derby, Fremantle coming off that win over North Melbourne. All the best, mate. Hope it's a good one for you.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.